Well, 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 wouldn't you know it, it's a day game on a Thursday. How about that? And I have none other than Jim Rosenhaus on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, Rosie.
Pam, it's truly the only way we can begin the season, correct?
Yes, yes.
And I understand you had a promotion over the wintertime. You are now the commissioner of the Guardians Thursday day game conversation.
Correct.
So immediate ruling is a 4:10 game. Is that still considered a day game?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
Anything
we
before
went to the right person,
anything then. Before 6 p.m. is a day game.
Perfect.
And as commissioner, I also need to tell you, I got my very own new kitty this off season, and her name is Rosie.
Oh, of course.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. Yes. So, anyway, just thought I'd share that. So
that's perfect.
It is pretty funny. Yeah, I thought about that. I said to Billy, "Oh my gosh, my cat's name is Rosie." I should put a picture. She's our mascot. She can be our mascot. Yeah.
Does she come to the station?
No, she'd be afraid. I think she'd probably be afraid. But I might do that on Thursdays. Like when you're on, I could bring her in. Oh, Billy. Oh no, Billy's really allergic. I can't do that.
All right.
He's shaking his head over there. Yeah. No. No. Okay. Oh well, I'll bring a picture and put it in here. How about that? That would work. Well, how are you, man? How are things going?
You know what? It's been a nice start to the season. The team's playing well, and it's always interesting when you start away from home, although I think Cleveland would prefer to do that, especially opening on the West Coast, because they're in that time zone anyway, all of spring training.
Yeah.
So there's no, the usual adjustment going out to the West Coast that a lot of teams face if, say, we were coming from Cleveland. So you're already out here. You knock out some road games. It is a challenge, 10 straight away from home, to start the year. You want to get home and then be in front of the home fans and all that kind of good stuff. But they're playing good baseball under a new manager, and it's exciting to see.
Yeah. And I asked this question of Bobby DiBiasio last week, but, I wondered if there was going to be any difference that you were going to see from the new manager. And he didn't think there was going to be much difference. I mean, have you noticed anything at all?
You know what? Probably just some subtle things that he's trying and maybe using the bullpen a little bit differently. But really, some of those things that you saw from Tito's clubs, really good base running, taking the extra base, stealing bases, and doing all that kind of stuff, which they kind of have to do because they don't necessarily hit with a whole lot of power. That's been happening. And also the attention to detail on defense. There's been several plays at the plate that have resulted in outs for the opposition just because the outfield gets it to the cutoff man who gets it home in a hurry, and it's flawless. All that stuff they worked on so hard in spring training. So those are really good, I think, reflections on a manager who has his team prepared. And that's more of the same from what we've had here for a long time. So that's really encouraging.
Yeah, and you see an 8-0 win. I think some people thought maybe the offense was going to be a bit of their weakness, but it seems to be, operating okay.
Absolutely. Small sample size.
Yeah.
Damn, it's so early.
And, yeah.
For teams that are struggling offensively, and we were on the road, so we were in their ballparks, and the Mariners are one. Their fans are up in arms, and, the columns being written, it's the same lousy offense there. So it's one weekend, goodness gracious. But on the flip side, if you're like the Guardians, who are off to an excellent start offensively, hopefully that's how it is for the season.
Yeah.
I guess the thing that's noticeable, and they talked about this in the off season, they didn't necessarily go out and get a big home run hitter. So I don't think they'll hit that many more home runs than they did a year ago, but they are certainly racking up the extra base hits, and that's the important thing because that helps you score runs. They're at or near the top in the league a week in extra base hits and slugging percentage, all the good stuff that measures power, and they're hitting some home runs too. But we saw yesterday 8 runs without hitting a home run because they had a lot of doubles, came through with men in scoring position. So there is a lot to like from the offense right now.
How weird was it in Oakland when they were boycotting those games?
It was bizarre. I rode up on the elevator after the game back at the hotel with Scott Barlow, who is one of the new relief pitchers, and he's been around the league a while, and we were talking, and we're like, that did not seem like an opening night, because the ballpark was not full.
Yeah.
There were only, I think they announced 13,000, but there were another 5 out in the parking lot, kind of protesting and having a big old tailgate party, but not going in and not buying tickets as a show of support, or lack of support for an owner that they're not real happy with. So it was bizarre. It really was. And then the rest of the weekend, my goodness, the crowds were, you know, smaller than most spring training games. It's sad because when Oakland was going well, that was a really fun place to go. Even though it was an older ballpark, their fans were awesome. And they just, you know, they've had a hard time staying with it because the team's threatening to move, and it looks like they will. And they haven't really done a whole lot to put a winner on the field the last couple of years. So it was kind of bizarre.
Let's turn our attention to the home opener on Monday. Are the players ready for all this, I mean, extra pomp and circumstance with this solar eclipse?
I don't know. I don't really know that they've thought about it yet. Where they have thought about it, I think, you know, they're trying to figure out just how early they're going to need to get to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Because of potential traffic and things like that. Like, you know, normally for a 5 o'clock game, they probably would have an arrival around noon or so. The first couple of guys would trickle in around then, but they may be asked to get there a little bit earlier and just get there so that in case there are traffic issues that they can, you know, make sure they're there. But I'm sure they're aware of it. Maybe not the details like you and I know as far as activities going on in various parts of Northeast Ohio, things like that. But I'm sure, and it's tricky because we don't, you know, we won't land from Minnesota till late on Sunday night. And then, boom, you're right there. So it's not like they had a day to kind of get up to speed on what's going on in our city unless they're really diligent about doing that while they're out here on the road, which most likely they're not. But I'll guarantee you, once things get rolling on Monday, if it's as crazy as everyone's saying, they'll be aware, very much so.
Make sure they all have their eclipse glasses, okay?
Can you imagine that?
No, we don't want anybody looking up.
There's a record for strikeouts because nobody can see because they didn't have the right glasses.
Oh, no. No, my gosh. Don't scare us like that. Yeah, well, it's going to be crazy and interesting, and we're hoping Mother Nature cooperates, that's for sure.
Yeah, what are we seeing? Do we have an early call on? Is it going to be clear enough?
I mean, we're seeing like a 60% cloud cover, but honest to goodness, it changes every day. I don't think we're really going to know until Monday morning, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's hoping. It'll be pretty cool if it's clear.
Yep. I'm excited about it. Well, it was good talking to you, Rosie, and we'll check in with you in a couple of weeks. We'll have Bob on next week. I'm glad we're back in the swing of things.
Absolutely, Pam. Thanks for having me on.